you're listening to Lost Trail Runner Podcast. This is Ron, coming to you from little town of Lilburn, northeast of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. I do most of my running at Stone Mountain Park, which is located approximately 6 miles from my palatial podcasting studio. My blog is located at losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. Let's hit the trail and go running.
And now, here's our host to tell you more about what's coming up next.
This morning, my daughter and I went out to Stone Mountain and did a 10-mile run. And we recorded on the way out to Stone Mountain and on the way back. And this podcast is the recording of our conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, I'm recording.
It's not above freezing.
What do you mean it's not above freezing?
It's only 30.
Oh. When I ran yesterday, it was about 47 and windy. I ran over at Parkview's track. I didn't really want to go out of the house.
Yeah.
And 47's really not that cold.
No.
The wind was blowing and it was just one of those days where I just didn't want to do it. But I did. Then I had a good run. I mean, as far as I did 6 quarters, and I didn't know what I'd do them, but I wanted to do them like 9-minute pace or under. And my slowest was a 9:58. I mean, an 8:58, and my fastest was an 8:33. So I had all 6 of them under 9-minute pace. So that was good.
I didn't do anything.
Why not?
I had to work, then I had to go to the store, and then by the time I got home, it was dark and late.
Oh, I don't think we've discussed the track club's cross-country race yet that we did.
Well, it was horrible.
The one that was it the 3rd of December we did that?
It wasn't horrible, but it was very hilly.
It was hillier than you're used to doing.
Yes.
Because it's one of those that has short, steep hills.
And I was not expecting 3 times around.
Well, I'd forgot about the 3 times because, you know, they have that short loop. And then I just was thinking that they had a longer loop, but they did the longer loop twice.
Yes. Actually, I felt pretty good the first mile, and then it went down from there.
I didn't feel bad except for my leg.
Right.
So I just didn't push it. I just participated in that race.
Yeah.
See, and last year I thought I had a really lousy run when I ran it, and I ran it slower than that this year.
Yeah.
So it was ultra lousy.
And we are down to about 2 weeks.
2 weeks? So we got 2 weeks to get in shape, is that it?
Yes. So this will probably be our last long run, correct?
I don't know. I was thinking of doing one, just one before, like it's on the 8th. I was thinking of doing one before New Year's maybe, another 10-miler.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Not a 14 or a 12, but just a 10. Because
yeah.
I've run Disney on less long runs than what I've got right now, even though my leg's been hurt. I've probably run longer runs than I have in some years I've run it.
Well, I can tell you, this is my longest runs I've run for anything.
Forever.
Or anything.
I don't think you've ever run 14 miles before, have you? until last week or week before
I don't
last?
No, that one year when I did the team and training for the leukemia.
Uh-huh.
In 99. I think.
Did you run with a group?
Yeah, over there at the river.
Uh-huh.
And I might have run 16 or something. But that was probably my long. Because, see, I had originally started training for the marathon on that.
Oh.
And then switched over to the half.
Mm-hmm.
So, I might have run up. But that would have been it. Because the other two times I ran Disney half, I know I didn't run long distance.
You just went out and suffered, huh?
Yeah.
I really don't know how I'm going to do it all. Because sometimes when I really feel like I'm suffering, I'll end up having a good race.
Yeah,
see? So I remember there's been plenty of times when I was running good that I'd wake up in the morning, I'd feel lousy, and my legs would be hurting, and I'd go, oh, I'm going to die. And then I'd run a really good race, and I go, where'd that come from?
Yeah, I'm not totally sure either. I'm thinking I can do 2:30 or better.
Well, you should be able to. I got a email from, it's the Publix marathon and half marathon now.
Yeah.
And since I've done all the races since they started, this is the fifth year.
Right.
One race I registered and I ended up having to pull out because of my back. But I've registered for all of them,
right.
And I've completed three of them.
Right.
So I'm in what they call their streakers club. There's like 1,000 people that have done all four of their races. So if I registered for the fifth race, you got all these extra benefits. I mean, your T-shirt you get
right.
is going to be different from everybody else's.
Oh, really?
And
register for it?
Yeah. Because if you register before, I think, December 31st, it's like $65, where after December 31st, it's $85. So I went ahead and registered. And then 2 weeks after the race, they're going to have a dinner for all the people that were streakers.
Okay.
Somewhere, yeah. So I figured, well, I'll go ahead and do that. That wasn't in my plans. My plan was I wasn't going to do that race this year. And I was going to do that track club 15K.
Right.
But since they sent me that thing, I said, well, okay, I'll go ahead and do it.
15K thing on there.
Then yesterday I got my letter from Brooks about the ID program.
Oh, yeah, what?
They've changed it. They had 2,200 people in that program last year.
Really?
So they said they couldn't manage it like that.
Right.
It's too big, so they've split it up into categories, and I don't know how they decided who's in the ID program, but they have come up with, it's called Brooks Fanatics, and you get a tech shirt and you get discounts. It sounds like it's not like the other one. I mean, you get discount specials. You don't get
a discount
all the time, apparently. I don't know.
Right.
And there's other stuff. But anyway, they sent me that letter and said that if I was interested in being in the Brooks Fanatics, to go online and put in my information. So I did. So I'm not in the ID program anymore, but I'm in the Brooks Fanatics right. program. And they said after January 1st, they'll send out emails with all the details of it, you know.
Right.
So, At least I didn't get totally booted out. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the majority of the people that were in the ID program are going to be in the Brooks Fanatic, because one guy, I went on the forum on the Brooks ID site, and one guy said in there that he had won something like 17 out of 20-something races in his age group.
Right.
And he went to all these races that Brooks is into, the rock and roll races.
Right.
And competed in all those. And he finished in the top 20 overall of the series last year. That's out of 2,200 people, right?
Right.
And he got put in the Brooks Fanatic program.
Right.
So it's almost sounds like you got to be almost a pro to be in it.
Right.
You know? They have, I guess they got three programs. They got Blue Streak, which is the top, I think, and then they got Brooks ID, and then they got Brooks Fanatics. So it'll be interesting to see after the first of the year what happens. And they wanted to know what my favorite racing shoe was, what my favorite training shoe was, you know, stuff like that. And my shoe size, because you can only order for yourself.
Right.
And I never did get anything about that.
Yeah.
Friends and family discount.
Right.
They said they were going to have that, and I never did get an email or anything saying they had it. And then I went on the website, and somebody said, oh, it ended last week. And I'm going, well, I didn't even get notified that it was in again, because I'd been waiting.
Yeah.
You know. So, anyway.
Yeah. I can't. It doesn't feel like Christmas Eve.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. It just doesn't. I think today's going to be the only nice sunny day. That's why I'm glad we're doing it today, because it's supposed to be crappy.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how I was going to do my long run this week, because I did my intervals yesterday, and I was thinking, well, that means today I ought to be riding my bike and then tomorrow running. I said, but tomorrow's going to be a lousy day, even, you know, and it's Christmas. So.
And Sunday is going to be lousy.
Yeah.
And cold. It's going to be cold for the next 3 days in the 30s.
Well, the way I looked at the long range thing, it's going to be cold all the way till next Friday, and then it's going to rain Saturday.
Great.
So this is going to be a 30-30 day?
Yes.
That's good, because I'm not in any rush today.
See, now I ran out here Saturday and Sunday.
Last week?
We did 10K on Saturday, and then I ran 5 miles on Sunday. But I did 2:30.
2:30?
Yeah.
You're getting ready for the race.
I've been trying on some days to do 2:30.
Now, are we just going to go around the mountain twice, or are we going out and back?
I don't know.
Yeah, we can just start and see how it goes. I got my new stickers.
What stickers?
For getting in the park. I went up to Evergreen this week and picked them up.
I like coming out here because there's always people exercising.
Well, yeah. This is the premier spot in this side of town. I think over on the other side, at least in the people that live over in Buckhead North, up in that area, Kennesaw Mountain is a good place. And I think a lot of people go to the river.
Yeah, because that is a good place, and it's flat totally.
The river?
Yes.
Columns Drive?
Yes. But you can't hardly get, there's not a lot of parking.
I think you can I think there's two places to park. You can park where you're on that you go down that access road next to 285, right, and go in and park, and that's a small parking lot.
Yeah.
But if you know how to go on the other end where Columns Drive is, I think there's more parking down that way.
Oh.
So, well, I guess it's time. I'm going to cut this recorder off for now.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols in the
possible.
Does it say the temperature there?
34.
That's what we've been running in, 34? I was perfectly comfortable.
It was cold to start with.
Yeah. I don't know why your feet were frozen. Mine were fine.
Mine were froze the first mile, and they
walked on. Well, I think it was a pretty good 10 miles for having not run any long runs in, over a month or something.
See, I ran that 14, so I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't have any.
But, I mean, we had the Garmin set for 13:30 pace, and we did 12:45, so we were ahead of our goal. That's what I always shoot for, being a little bit ahead of it.
Yeah.
Gives me some slack if I die at the end.
Yeah.
So we did 10 today. I'd like to do maybe 11 next week sometime, and then not anymore until the race.
Are you not going to run?
Run what?
You'll run some.
Well, I'm going to keep doing, I'm doing Galloway's 10K weekdays, his training where you do magic miles, and I did that Tuesday. I did a magic mile, and I only did a 9:49. And this coming week, I think it's what he calls a race rehearsal, where you'll run a, you'll warm up, and then you'll run a half mile fast, and then you walk for 5 minutes, and then you run like a quarter mile fast, and then you just cool down, whatever, you know. And then I'll do another interval workout. I'll probably go, I did six this time. I'll probably do eight next time. I'll see what the book says. And I'll do those all the way up to the week before the race.
Right.
And doing those intervals should help me speed-wise. And I think it helps my leg. It pulls, I mean, it stretches it out or something, or I don't know what it does. But like yesterday when I was doing the intervals, my leg felt better because it wasn't the same stride that I've been doing when I've been slogging around. So hopefully I can just work myself out of it.
Oh, you'll probably be in tip-top shape for it. And I'll probably be the one to die.
Well, why do you say that?
I don't know.
You've done the long runs. I haven't done those.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see.
See, my goal for Disney is do it better than I did last time. I've been pretty much just doing it every other year now. I did it in 2006, 2008. Now this is 2010. And 2008, I think, was my worst one. So that's... my goal is to beat my worst one. See, that was the way the ING was this last year. The year before, I did it in 2:25, which was my worst ING, because the year before, or the year that I did it before that was a 2:12. So the 2:24 was like terrible. So then I did a 2:14, so I beat my worst. Now I want to do the same thing at Disney. In January, beat my worst. Instead of trying to have a personal best, you just beat your worst.
Well, I should beat my worst because
look at the gas prices there, $2.99. What's the deal?
It's going to be over $3. They're already saying the national average is over $3. I'm not going to be able to afford to drive. I'm going to have to run everywhere.
I have to put more air in my bike tires and start riding my bike more outside.
I should beat my worst because I've actually trained.
The first time ever.
Yeah.
Come right down to it.
I did semi-train when I did the leukemia Bermuda
half. Yeah, but
I did not.
I think you fizzled there.
I did. And then I paid for it. And this time I have not fizzled.
So you ought to do, confidence-wise, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Plus training-wise.
Well, the liquor store's busy.
Well, everybody's got to get their booze before it closes down.
So I'm actually looking forward to seeing, just to see how I do, just because I've never ever trained.
We might even be able to meet up with a bunch of the Twitter people and podcasters down there.
Yeah, that would be
kind of
cool.
That are going, because I think there are a lot of them going.
That would be kind of neat.
Yeah.
I need to try to find some people to...
You ought to go back on Twitter. You never do Twitter at all.
I know. It's another thing I got to...
Twitter and Daily Mile, that's the two
Daily
things.
Daily Mile I do, but Twitter.
See, even last night on Daily Mile, I put a picture on there of Parkview's track.
On Daily Mile?
Yeah, later on. I mean, I logged my run down there in the afternoon, and then last night later, I even did a podcast yesterday afternoon when I finished my run down there. I did one of my short ones, and I uploaded it, and then I put a link on Daily Mile to it with the picture of the Parkview track stadium thing. What do you mean? All you gotta do is log into Daily Mile and you can click on one of your friends and you see what they've done. It has what their weekly thing
is. Oh, yeah, I
know
that, but I mean, for me to upload stuff, I don't carry a camera anyway.
Oh.
But,
you could carry your cell phone, and I use my cell phone, the camera on my cell phone.
I don't have a, internet or anything on my cell phone. Mine's just a plain old cell phone.
You can still take pictures and download them to your computer, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to do that. But I'm going to put a new picture on Daily Mile when I run the half marathon.
Which picture's on there now?
The one you took.
Oh, the picture I took?
Yeah.
That's not a bad picture.
I think it is.
I don't think so. You're going to put one on there with mouse ears.
Yep.
Oh. We get down in there Thursday. I'd like to do an easy run through that area by those hotels. They've got that 1 mile trail. Just to stretch out some. Because we'll be there Thursday night. We'll be there Friday, and the race is Saturday, so we can just chug around Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Not very much, you know, maybe a couple miles. Easy.
What time are we leaving on Wednesday?
Probably around noon.
Okay.
Something like that, so we can get down halfway before dark.
Yeah.
So you can go up to that next thing and turn to the right and go into the parking lot. There's even a lot of people at Ingalls. Look at that.
Yeah. I did my grocery shopping last night.
Well, see, I went Wednesday, bought all the stuff for Christmas.
Well, yeah, that's what
Ron
said.
And then Rhonda said, did we get anything to eat for Friday? I said, we don't have anything. She said, I don't know. And, of course, everything that we've got, she's not in the mood to eat. So, that's why we go get something. Yeah, it's like the neighborhood Ingalls.
Yeah.
People just come in here, they stop by like a convenience store almost.
Yeah, these people didn't park very straight.
Because Publix and Kroger are jam-packed all the time.
Yeah, our Ingalls is not packed hardly.
Well, I'm going to cut my recorder off.
There's Santa.
Oh, it is Santa, isn't it? You can go forward and hit him.
I am, but I
won't. Run over Santa.
I'm getting hungry.
Well, that Ingalls wasn't too crowded.
No.
I mean, Publix and Kroger would be a zoo today.
Oh, yeah, Kroger, I know. For sure. I should have told Rhonda to get Trent a Falcon shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a good.
So, your boot camp lady, what was she texting you about? Telling you.
She sent me a hunk Santa.
A hunk Santa. You told her you did 10 miles, right?
Yeah, because Monday I told her we would be doing a long run either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. I didn't know when, but I knew the weather was going to be bad. So I was either probably going to do it today or Monday, and I go to boot camp on Monday because I told her I'm off, so we could do it any time Monday instead of.
Yeah.
Which I think.
Does she consider 10 miles a long run?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think doing the boot camp and doing the additional exercises, the weight training, has helped my running.
Well, because that's core strength.
Yeah.
And core strength helps running.
And it's
See, that's where I fall down. All I do is stretching. I don't do a whole lot of core strength. I do push-ups. I've been doing, there's a program that on my iPod Touch, there's a bunch of free apps you can download or buy, and one of them is 100 push-up program, and I've been doing it. Well, this is good though, because
you do
it in sets. You do you do it 3 days a week.
Right.
It says, you know, skip a day, like do it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
And when you start out, you might do 2 push-ups and rest a minute, and then 3 push-ups and rest a minute, and you do like 5 sets
of them. Right.
Yeah.
We do them in sets.
And then you're done, then it puts it on a graph. And then the next time you do them, they're more.
Right.
And you do the same thing. And when you're done, it puts it on a graph and show it, and it, you can track your progress. And it's neat. And it goes, I think, for, I don't know if it's 6 weeks or 5 weeks, but you build up to where at the end, you're doing 100 push-ups.
Right.
At a time. And I think my last one I did, 70. What do you mean, yuck? They're not bad.
Push-ups are hard.
Well, I know they're hard, but the thing is it's like if I got to do 16, I'll do 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, I break them up. I mean, I don't stop at 4, but I start counting over at 4.
Right.
So psychologically, it makes me feel like I'm not doing as many.
Well, mine a lot of times is doing alternate exercises, even just like with running.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your breathing right. And I have a hard time like doing pull-ups or doing push-ups or doing other things, breathing at the right time.
Yeah.
Because
I do those, and then I have, I don't know if you've seen that pull-up bar I've got there.
Yeah,
at the door.
We do that at boot camp.
You got one of those kind?
Yeah.
I would like
one of those, too, for the house.
They don't cost very much.
It goes on the door frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do one at...
I think I bought mine at Target. Might have got it at Walmart. Yeah, one of those places like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had them. There's a couple things I would like to get. A medicine ball... this is for the house. A medicine ball, that pull-up thing, and...
See, I got that pull-up thing. I listened to Zen and the Art of Triathlon.
Right.
And Brett, the guy that does it, a long time ago, he mentioned having one of those.
Right.
And so I went online and looked them up, and then I found out that I could go buy one, so I went and bought it. And I'll just walk in the door and do 5 of them. I don't do a set program of trying to do them.
Yeah.
It's just when I go by them, I do them.
Right.
And it's a lot easier that way.
Well, you can do some ab stuff on there, too.
Yeah, if you take it off.
You pull your legs up.
Oh, yeah.
With your
you can do
abs.
That, too.
Like hang on to it and just pull your legs up.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I've just been doing pull-ups. Well, my car is back. Your mom, Rhonda's car is not back. Rob ought to be showing up here pretty soon. So, okay, well, I guess we're home.
Getting ready for Christmas Eve.
Yes. Merry Christmas, everyone. Come to the end of another episode of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If you want to get in touch with me to leave comments, you can go on Twitter at twitter.com/losttrailrunner, or you can leave comments on my blog, losttrailrunner.blogspot.com. You can also send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com, or you can leave me voicemail on Skype at Lost Trail Runner. And last but not least, you can go to the comment line, which is 206-350-3517, and leave comments. So, until next time, this is Ron, signing out. Bye.